Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. With a little bit of an unusual topic this morning, we get questions about things. These are not areas where we spend a lot of time or even do, but we get questions about it, so we thought we probably should bring them up and give a little bit of information that we've got and then go from there. But, Leanne, start out with your phone number.
651-365. 5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Bob, you got the phone number for the radio station.
Right. If you want to give us a call here at the radio station, it's 651-275-1220. And I give that out because we will put you in touch with these guys if you call us here. And just call us anytime with a question during the week, and we'll pose it during the show.
Some people do not want to be on the air, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a question. Okay, let's go.
One of the things that we get quite often is I'm very conservative, or I'm kind of middle conservative, or I'm very aggressive. What kind of investment should I use? And so, therefore, we're going to cover some different kinds of investments that you can think about using in your own portfolio.
All right, let's start with the very conservative.
The very conservative would be your CDs, and those you can find at the bank. Actually, you can buy them through some of the brokerage firms, too. And then your bonds. Now, remember, CDs are certificates of deposit. So what they're doing is you're putting your money in, you're going to hold it for a set period of time and get an interest rate. But remember, those interest rates have been really bad.
Really bad.
And then there are the bonds. And the people who are looking at bonds are generally the older people because bonds give you income. With the interest that bonds produce, you can have that interest forwarded to you or sent to you, and you can use that for income purposes and spend it any way you choose. And there's all different kinds of bonds that are available.
Yeah, we've gone that route.
So when you look at the bonds, just remember they're an income-producing investment for you, but that's what they're for. And then we have something, Garwin, and this is something that you have done a lot with, and those are annuities.
Annuities are a step above bonds and CDs in terms of returns, but they are as safe as bonds and CDs because they're backed by the company and by the states that you're buying from. So they're there. The money's going to be there. It depends on what kind of annuity you buy, and they are very secure, and they do pay returns.
And there are all different kinds of annuities, too.
Right. Let's not go into that, but there's...
What you're going to find is these topics that we're discussing, there are many different parts to the different topics that we're discussing. So when we look at bonds, there's a lot of different kinds of bonds. We look at annuities, there's a lot of different kinds of annuities. So you have to look at your particular situation. Number one, what's your age? What's your risk tolerance? What is your capital? In other words, the money that you've got to spend.
I got a dollar to invest. You're not going to get much with that.
And then the time period you want that money to go into any of those investments. Those are all big things to help you make the decision as what you want to go into.
Now, let's do those four again, Leanne, because that's very important that people think about this.
Certificates of deposit.
No. I'm talking about just the last four that you just did.
Okay. The last four things we had discussed here. How do you know where to go? Well, number one, your age. If you're real conservative or you're older, you're not going to want to go into something really risky, which we'll talk about later. You want to look at the fact that if you're older, you want to be more conservative. So age is a big factor. Your risk tolerance goes along with your age because as you get older, you don't want to take as much risk.
Right. You take the risk off the table, typically.
When you're younger, you've got lots of years in which to let that money grow. But when you're older, you don't. Then the capital. How much do you have to spend? That's important because you don't want to try and put money into well, for instance, a really risky investment when it's something that's so aggressive and you don't have all the money available to back it up. You want to be sure that you've got that money available to go into this investment. And then the time period. How much time do you want to invest in that particular investment?
And this is always the sticky part of people's investments. Well, I'd like to put some money into X, but how long will you be able to leave it there? I don't know. And that's something that's really you have to make that decision on. Can I leave it alone for a period of time to let it grow? And if you can't, then that's a problem. Okay, let's go to the moderate investments, Leanne.
When you're a moderate investor, you can look more at the mutual funds and the exchange-traded funds and the individual stocks. Even when you're a conservative investor, you can look at individual stock and very conservative mutual funds or ETFs, but you have to be careful there because it depends upon your age and how aggressive you want those things to be. But when you're a moderately aggressive, you look at the mutual funds because the mutual funds, there are a lot of very nice mutual funds, and they hold all different kinds of investments. And then the exchange-traded funds, they follow indexes more than anything else. And you trade those just like you trade a stock. And, of course, you've got your mutuals, your individual stocks, and they are in your mutual funds also. But with the mutual fund, you really have a variety of different kinds of investments and different kinds of stocks. And other things that are going to be very, let's say, rewarding to you, especially with the mutual funds and the ETFs that pay dividends.
Okay, so there are multiple places for the
Moderate.
Okay.
Right.
Now let's go to some place that we typically don't go.
The very, very aggressive.
Very aggressive. And that's something that we get a lot of questions on, but we don't feel comfortable talking about it because, number one, this is not the way we operate.
Well, the ones that we've always mentioned before are the individual stocks, like the mid-cap and the small-cap stocks, and the mutual funds can be very aggressive, or the ETFs can be very aggressive, but there's something here that we definitely have not talked about so far, and that is futures.
Now, what's a future? Leanne, explain what a future is.
Those are contracts that are really guessing what your price would be if you went ahead and wanted to buy something like
corn.
Futures for corn or futures for livestock, those kinds of things. And so consequently, you are guessing what the price may be in an X amount of time period.
6 months, a year, 5 years?
That's right. And so you're making this guess. And that's a little tricky. You better be sure you know what you're talking about.
Well, it doesn't make a difference if you know what you're talking about, because if you guess wrong, you've lost.
You know, when that first started out, for instance, with the livestock, they would go ahead and they would bring the livestock over to where they were trading.
To the slaughterhouse.
Right, and they were bidding on it. Well, that got to be really dreary and really difficult to do. So that's why they went ahead and started with the futures, where they looked at the price that they thought the cattle would get down the line. And so they were making a guess as to where it would be. And so they were buying with the idea that down the line, when you got to that point, you would get your money back or more, but you could lose it too.
That's the problem. That is the big problem, that it is very, very risky. I know a friend of mine whose son deals in oil futures. The kid's a millionaire, multimillionaire, but he could lose everything.
Do you have to have a background in oil to trade in oil futures?
You need only one thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to have the money.
Money.
But should you? I mean.
Oh, should you?
You
oh,
should.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And I know people. I have another friend who had bought, I think it was wheat futures. And he bought, I don't remember how much it was. And he literally did not sleep for weeks.
Uh-huh.
Until he thought he was going to lose everything.
Mm. Because the price dropped.
The price dropped. Mm. He bought it, and I'm making a number up. He bought it at $3 a bushel, and then she was floating at $2.40 for weeks. And then all of a sudden, the last day that he could make money on it, the price jumped up and he got out with minimal loss. But that's the terrible risk of futures.
Now, I had a client who was a future trader, and he came to me and he said, I want mutual funds. I don't want individual stocks. I don't want anything else. I want mutual funds. And I said, well, you're trading in futures. He said, yeah, but I wouldn't buy any. I'm trading in them, but he said, I don't trust them. And he stayed with mutual funds. He was happy with his mutual funds because he didn't have to worry about it. Now, he moved away because he went to a different trading firm. But it was really interesting to hear him say, oh, I wouldn't buy them for myself, because you're making a guess, and that's what you're doing. You're guessing where that particular investment is going to go, like cattle, the price of cattle, like grain, all those things like that. And it's tricky.
You know, think about buying futures in wheat. And you buy them in 2016, and all of a sudden the wheat, the weather is wonderful. And Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota have wonderful wheat, and you got it at $3, and it jumps to $4.16 a bushel. But what happens if it goes the other way? And now you've lost. Then you've bought. I don't even know how they buy the futures. They buy it in carloads. I don't even know. But you can just lose your shirt in a hurry.
My dad was a grain dealer, so he bought and sold grain for different companies. And he listened to, well, I listened to the markets with him all the time, but he was always guessing where it could go. And they wanted him to keep track of it so that they could say, okay, this is when you we want you to buy it. Now, what do you think? And it was really interesting listening to some of the prices and how they shot all over the place. But he listened to it daily. So he tracked it and knew exactly what was happening to that particular market.
Well, he was really trading in futures, but he really wasn't, because he was just doing it on a daily basis. He wasn't buying huge amounts. He was buying
for what they wanted.
But that ultimately, that's how it worked out. Leanne, give your phone number again. We're going to run out of time.
Okay, 651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. Commodities are dangerous if you are not willing to take the risk. And I would say 95 to 98% of the investors should not even think about commodities.
But you have to look at what you are interested in when it comes to the commodities. If you're looking at gold and silver, are you going to buy the real thing, or are you going to buy something that holds gold and silver? It makes a difference. And needless to say, gold will be all over the board. And right now, gold has been up. Silver's been up. Those are the kind of things you have to be aware of if you if you're holding the real thing, when you're going to cash out of it. You've got to be comfortable with the idea that down the line you're going to be holding this, and therefore you better have a place to keep it, and also you better watch the price so that when you want to cash out, you can get the right price for it.
And there's one more that we didn't even bring up. It's a real estate investment trust, or REIT. Those are coming back again. They were big for a while, and then they kind of fell out of disfavor, but now they're back again. Now, that's not a future. That's not a commodity. That is a unit that you're buying as with a group of people. So those are things that you can make a lot of money, but you can also lose your shirt on. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week. We'll have some other information for you.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.